It does not take long. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. It does not take long. Yes, we look at the big problems that face us. We look at the need to train ourselves. We look at the desire to train ourselves to practice the piano and become a pianist. We look at the desire to train ourselves to become a marathon runner. We look at ourselves in many different ways. And as we look at it, the first thing we do is we get tired of it. We get tired of the idea that it's going to take a long, long time. And it does not have to take a long time. However, it does take a long time. It takes a long time because all time is now. And when we begin to recognize that what we want to do is to think of it as a timeless experience, then we are not concerned about the time. We're not concerned about how much time it takes. Because truly, it does not take a long time. Now think about it. How long does it take to learn to play the piano? Well, they say 12 years makes you into a very good pianist. And this is what people practice and play. And this is true. This is very true. That in 12 years, you should be able to be quite good at playing the piano, quite competent, quite a capable person at playing the piano in 12 years. And as that goes on, you are quite an amazing person. You play very beautifully. You play very wonderfully. Well, now, just pretend that you didn't have this block in front of your consciousness that said 12 years. And instead, you said, now. Now I play the piano beautifully. Now I play the piano beautifully. Now I play the piano beautifully. Now, you say, okay, there's only so much that affirmations can do. There's only so much that fooling your mind can do, that making your mind think one thing while another thing seems to be the appearance. There's only so much your mind can do. And that's true. There's only so much your mind can do. And when you have a dog, for instance, who is very tense and very upset and very nervous, and you think, oh boy, this is going to take a long time to work with this dog, to train this dog to be not nervous, not tense, not upset, not anxious, and to calm down and to mellow out. It's going to take a long time. It's just a matter of time. I will work with him every day, and I will do this every day. Well, then, lo and behold, it takes a long time. Now, if instead of that, we would go to the dog and we would say, okay, you're a dog. You're a dog. What is your nature as a dog? Your nature as a dog is to be a loving, relaxed, caring, sensitive being that has nothing else, absolutely nothing else to do but to be calm and relaxed. What does a dog do when it has nothing else to do? It lays down and goes to sleep. What does a dog do when it's tired? It lays down and goes to sleep. What does a dog do when it's hungry and it has no food? It lays down and goes to sleep. Now, you would say, well, he should go out and hunt for food. He should go out and search for this. Well, perhaps. A dog learns to live with conditions the way they are, and he knows that he'll be fed, he knows that his master will feed him, and that the time will come that he'll be fed, so he lays down and goes to sleep. He doesn't worry about it. When a dog is frightened and upset, nervous, when he is mentally unbalanced, when he is just out of sync with whatever is supposed to be doing, the first thing you do is you take away the need for being a leader. You take away the need for being in control. You take away the need for running the show. And as soon as you do that, then the dog settles back and relaxes. And he becomes calm and peace. Animals have learned that if a predator is chasing them, and they will lay down and pretend that they're dead, the predator will pass over them and go on for live food. And when the predator is gone, and they're aware of it, then they can get up and go about their business. Whereas if they would run and be frightened and be upset, they're nervously out of control, then they'll be no longer around. There'll be somebody's dinner. But when the animal learns that when it can play dead, which is so contrary to the survival thing, but it is a mental attitude that animals and humans have learned. You play dead and nobody's going to kick you, nobody's going to chase you. And this is true. Soldiers on the battlefield have done this oftentimes. And it takes a great deal of courage to do that, because their mind says, anybody catches me, they're going to kill me. They're after me, because this is war. And that's the name of the game. I said, go out and stop other people. Well, all we're doing is putting the animal's mind in a little different perspective. And when we put the animal's mind in a little different perspective, the animal responds quite differently. Instead of being nervous and upset, instead of being mentally unbalanced, instead of being out of sync with what its purpose for itself is, it just mellows out. And when it mellows out, then it acts and lives in a beautiful, harmonious way. Now, you're learning to play the piano. Thought I forgot about, didn't you? You're learning to play the piano. And you say, this is going to take time. I have first year, second year, third year learning capabilities, and actually I'm able to know it all right now. If I had started this when I was 5 years old, and I'm 20 years old today, I would be an excellent pianist. All right? Think to yourself, you now know how to play the piano. You now know how to play it beautifully and wonderfully. You release from your mind all thoughts that you do not know how to do it. And as you release from your mind all thoughts of how that you don't know how to do it, somehow or other, a transition takes place in your brain, and instead of the brain saying, I don't know how to do it, the brain says, I do know how to do it. And wherever the brain receives its information on how to do it, it receives the information on how to do it. The brain receives out of the infinite cosmic mind, out of the infinite intelligence that's always there, the ability to do it. Now, if you need to take 10, 12 years to break the barrier in you that says that you can't do it, that it's not there, then that's what you have to do. And yet, you take these little geniuses, Mozart being one, who started out quite early and just picked up the violin and played it, who went to the piano and just played it, who composed music, letter perfect, and then played it. And the world still delights in the music that he created at the age of 3, 7, 9, 12, you know, at all ages that he was. Magic. Now, he didn't believe in himself. He just did it. He didn't teach himself to overcome the fear of not being able to do it. He didn't teach himself to overcome the idea that it takes 12 years to learn this and so long to do that. He just did it. He was one with his universal mind. Now, you say, well, he's a unique being. Well, he's the exception of the rule that breaks the rule. Many others have done it too. Many others have chosen that they wanted to be musicians. And many of them practiced and trained, but many also did not practice and did not train, and they listened within and they tuned in and immediately were able to do it. How long does it take? Just how long does it take? Well, when we tune in to our divine self, when we train ourselves to tune in to the universal intelligence within us, when we train ourselves to do that, then instantly we do whatever it is we choose to do. Now, it's not any more difficult than that, nor any more demanding than that, but that is the way it is done. Just as you can take a dog and divert his attention from one direction of thinking to another, then he's done. And you can take a dog and you can put your hand on him as another dog might bite him and take control of him and say, hey, I am the alpha. So you do to your consciousness. So you do to your mind, your brain. You say to your brain, hey, I'm in charge here. I tune in to the infinite wisdom that's within me, and I utilize it right now. It's not a matter of growing, developing, revealing, unfolding. It's a matter of using it right now, right now. I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. Have you ever said that? Do you believe that? If you believe that, then that's the crux of this whole thing. How long does it take? It takes only so long as you can become and aware that you are one as the universal intelligence in you, and allow that universal intelligence in you to reveal itself through you as you in you now. And it's done. It is so powerful and so wonderful and so beautiful. It's just something that's exciting to watch. It's exciting to view that. It's exciting to work with children and train them in any field of education or any field at all. And as you get their attention, as you stimulate their interest, as they become really one with you in learning, zip, they've got it. Zip, they've got it. A little child, as a master would say, give me a child when he's young and I will train him. The Catholic Church has always said, if we can have a child before the age of 7, they will be a Catholic all their life. Well, the Church gets the children before they're 7, but it doesn't really capture them any longer. Years ago, when the Church got a child, they trained him very seriously and very definitely. But today, with all of the other distractions, the Church's claim upon a child's attention is becoming less and less. And I say this is not to the benefit of the child, because children who have learned to be one-pointed, who have learned to do their catechism, who have learned to do their studies in a very definite and a very sincere way, these are the geniuses. It's not a matter that they learn what the Church teaches or what other people teach, but they learn to believe in themselves. I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. And when they do that, then the lesson is over. Then the application takes place. And they apply it everywhere. They apply it in their relationships. They apply it in their business. They apply it in their personal life. They apply it in their health, in their personal health, in their body. They apply it in their mentality. They apply it in every single area. And magic takes place in their world. The same is true for you. The same is true for me. How long does it take? It takes to that moment when we say, "Ah, so," and the light goes on. Aso. And the awareness is open within us. Aso. And we sound like Oriental, but Aso. How beautiful. How beautiful. My Aso moment is here now. Join me. It's exciting. I love you. I love you. I love you.